Carlos always got to control the switch and seemed to know everything about everything. Aurelio was almost 6, and that made him over halfway to 10, which meant he knew a few things too. He stood and walked a few places down the beach. He kicked the sand. In the few times he'd played, he'd never even gotten to the land of Eurythea. "Dad said stay on the steps," Carlos barked, not looking up from the game. Aurelio ignored him and glanced at his dad, who was walking tiny laps around the bench and looking worried. Or maybe angry. He had the kind of look in his eye that meant he was doing important money stuff. The two men chased each other until they were even with Carlos and Aurelio on the beach, though now they were on the wet sand very close to the water. Aurelio shoved his hands in the pockets of his swim shorts. "Why?" He wanted to ask Carlos again why two grown men would be playing tag in dark brown pants and jackets, but then he had another thought. Maybe they weren't playing tag. No, they definitely weren't. The second man was trying to catch the first because they were fighting. "Carlos, I think they're fighting." The man in front had short black hair on his head and face, and just after passing them, he angled up the beach toward the steps and the road. In his mind, Aurelio started thinking of him as Black Hair the Fearful. The other man, the one who was it if they had been playing tag, was a little larger, with long flowing blonde hair kind of like Aurelio's mom. He was missing one shoe. His round face was red and sweaty, and now that Aurelio could see it, angry. Aurelio began thinking of him as Red Face the Conqueror. "Carlos?" His brother didn't answer. Aurelio looked for his father, who was now a little further away, shouting something about ROI and buyouts and leveraging capital without diluting shares and tanking the stock price. To Aurelio, it all sounded like made-up stuff, and not fun made-up stuff like in Viking Battles 3. Black Hair the Fearful reached the stairs and bounded up the first two, but tripped on the third, allowing Red Face the Conqueror to catch up. Red Face lunged for Black Hair, but missed as Black Hair rolled to the side. Aurelio heard Black Hair shout one of the bad words his dad often yelled into the phone, something that Mom would scold him for saying, which didn't seem fair. Red Face adjusted and jumped on top of Black Hair. For a second, he thought the men might start wrestling, like Uthar and Moki did in Viking Battles 3 after slaying the Golden Kraken. But then the men started punching each other. Aurelio got scared. They really were fighting. Red-Faced punched Black Hair right in the face. Black Hair started bleeding from his nose. It was worse than the fights in the video game. Aurelio wanted to yell, "Stop!" But he didn't. No one listened to 6-year-olds anyway. They tussled again, but Red Face fell and Black Hair leapt up, blood streaming down his face, and ran toward a row of houses and businesses along the road.
"Carlos, look!"
Aurelio said, but not loud enough for his brother to hear. Without even thinking about it, he'd wandered up the steps toward the men away from his brother. Aurelio's feet kept following the men, but when they crossed the road, he didn't. He wasn't allowed. He stopped under a tree and watched as Black Hair skidded to a stop in front of a white truck. He began fumbling from pocket to pocket, probably looking for his keys. He was too late. Red Face reached him and grabbed his neck, then pushed him toward one of the buildings, which looked to be an old house with a pizzeria on the bottom floor. Aurelio knew that when people died in real life, they didn't drop all the treasure and weapons they'd accumulated throughout the game, but he didn't know what did happen. He looked both ways, then ran across the street, staying far away from the men but unable to contain his curiosity. Aurelio heard people screaming inside the building. He heard chairs crashing. It sounded like Uthar was using his giant crystal hammer to destroy the place like he destroyed the village in Fallendale. "Must be berserkers," he thought, "just like Carlos." Aurelio's heart was beating fast as he inched closer to the window.